Anybody else that you can think of, names that really impressed you? You know, sometimes we hear speeches and comments from people that stay with us forever. Any of those moments that happened there at Georgetown?
I don't know that I would say any particular verbiage, but I definitely remember Hubert Humphrey coming to speak at Gaston Hall. I remember Ted Kennedy coming to speak. Bill Buckley, I introduced Bill Buckley one time when he came to speak at a student gathering.
What was he like as you had to see him be up?
Oh, he was a great guy.
Personal.
Bill Buckley, he was a great guy. He was a sailor. I got to know him pretty well. We had him come to Tulsa one time to speak to our local YPO chapter. The kids and I picked him up at the airport, but we had a lot in common because he loved the sea, loved to sail, loved boats.
I'm from Minnesota, North Dakota, so Hubert Humphrey was really big up there when I lived up there. Did you see him close?
And I did.
There was something charismatic about him, wasn't there?
There was. Something interesting was my junior and senior year of college, I got to work for Henry Bellman as an intern. And Bellman was very close to Hubert Humphrey, personally. He just thought he was a good guy. So I got to know a lot of the senators that were Bellman's best friends, as well as the ones that were Dewey Bartlett's best friends, because Bartlett's a close family friend. So I got access to a lot of people there. Enjoyed the work quite a bit, too.
Isn't that something in this day and age, that if we don't agree politically, somehow we can't become friends either? But here's Henry Bellman enjoying the company of a Hubert Humphrey.
And this was a time of much less partisanship. I mean, it's always partisan, okay, because you have differences of opinion about which way the country should go. And people that usually run for these offices and take that beating feel very strong about their opinions. That's what, I guess, sustains them to do that. But there was a personal chemistry that was different. People, first of all, most of them live there instead of commuting back and forth as much as they do. So they had times to build personal relationships. I know David Boren had a lot of really good Republican friends. Certainly a lot of Republicans did and still do think the world of David Boren. Same with Sam Nunn, who was a very close friend of David's. Got to know him a little bit through David Boren. You know, Bellman's best friends were Pete Domenici and Hubert Humphrey.
Not to pursue this too much, but Hubert Humphrey is so outgoing, and Bellman is kind of to himself, and that these two guys would be friends. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting. I'll tell you a story. One time when I was there, Bellman said, "I want you to come down to the office Saturday morning." And I thought, oh boy, I really screwed something up. He's going to run me off, and Dad's going to be all upset. He'd been given a desk by the OSU shop people. And he said, "Well, you're a carpenter, right? Can you help me put this thing together?" So he'd gotten some tools, and I came down Saturday morning and put the desk together for him.